Hello, Screeters. It feels like it's been one of those weeks. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, my games got all messed up, and I finally got one in and then another one in. I'm going to talk about at length of how maybe you can foil a spiral that's headed down and maybe, you know, curb it a little bit and just turn that frown upside down. I also got some bad news concerning a lot of guys I game with. There's a lot of deaths and issues in the family. I guess it's going to be kind of natural at our age. I don't know. Don't like it. And GameholeCon, I don't think I'm going. But that's going to be a cliffhanger because sometimes you got to have them, right? Or maybe not. I don't know. What I do know is that today is Thursday, April 11th, 2019. I am Jason Hobbs, and this is Random Screed.
Hey, Jason, Tim from Gothridge Manor. Yeah, sorry I had to cancel this Monday's game, but yeah, going to be out of town, can't be helped, and gave you a week's notice, so about as best I can do. As far as giving notice online games, I think it's, I don't know if it's unethical, but it's definitely a dick move if you just don't, if you say you're going to be there and you're not going to be there, and giving someone notice like the day before, hopefully, sometimes it stuff comes up at the, you know, beforehand, and that's cool, that happens. I know I try to be as respectful of people's time, because it's, I know I have a limited amount of it. I know you guys are all busy, so I try to give you notice if I can't make it or if I'm going to make it either way. So that's my two cents, and I'm sticking to it.
Tim Shorts with Gothridge Manor. Thanks for calling in, Tim. And yeah, you, man, you are a respectful guy. You seem to do things the right way, and you're not so flaky like yours truly, the man, the legend in his own mind, Jason Hobbs. So, yeah, not against you at all. In fact, I don't even know. I probably sounded harsher than I meant to. But I do think that we still need to work on that contract. And I think that's what I was really talking about. So, thanks for calling in, Tim. Awesome.
Hey, man, it's Froth listening to your latest. And I run games online. And, sheesh, man, I definitely expect people to let me know if they're not going to make it. I do send out a reminder email during the week, you know, just to make sure everybody knows that we're on and everything else. But I think any game, you're the GM, every GM should expect to be let know, somebody to let you know if they're not going to make it. That's just, to me, just common courtesy. Now, if I'm running some kind of open table, open world where, you know, there's 20 possible players and people are flowing in and out, maybe I'd have to adjust it, but that's not how my game is. It's a set group of people, so. And we don't use video cameras, so I probably get mercifully spared a lot of the other stuff by not having to see what everybody's doing. Anyway, see ya.
Thank you for calling in, Jeremy. That was Jeremy Frothsoff. He's got a podcast of the same name, I believe, or Thought Eater podcast, perhaps. And he also has a new patron where he's releasing some zine-type material. And he's an all-around really nice guy. Every Wednesday, he does this blog roll where he finds all the blogs that have some interesting content for gaming and then talks about it and then pimps it for people. So I think it's awesome. I think it's fantastic. And I think you should go to his Patreon, check it out, and throw him a couple of bones. Why not? Thanks for calling in, Jeremy. Oh, you know what? I should actually talk about what you're talking about. You're right, man. You should. I can't say that I know common courtesy versus, you know, not ethical like Tim was talking about, but it seems like it is, and I'm trying to be way less flaky as a GM and as a player. So I hope everyone else will too, but they'll probably just say, hey, remember that time? And I do.
The hell is this pants business? Look, if unless your webcam is capturing your legs, I see no reason that you have to wear pants when you play an online game. I don't wear pants when I'm playing online games with you. That's right. So when I'm in Kalmata, I am pantsless. Look, man, I work all day. I'm up on my feet. When I get home, I just want to take my pants off. My webcam isn't showing my junk, so I think you should scratch that off the list. Hey, man, it's Cody again. So I know I'm pretty guilty of flaking, but I do think it is important to show up to the games that you agree to participate in, especially if you're running the game. I know the other night we had an incident that, you know, I agreed to run a game, and it turned out that shit I was doing out in the day was taking a lot longer than I thought. I necessarily wasn't the best at letting you guys know, so it ended up y'all were sitting around for 3 hours or whatever, 2 hours waiting for me to show up. And anyway, that's, you know, something I got to work on, but I think, you know, everyone else that, you know, is a flake should probably also work on. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe there should be a time frame, an hour before the game, or, you know, 10 minutes after it starts. If you're not going to make it or you're going to be late, you should probably be letting the guys know. All right, man. I look forward to hearing what everyone else has to say. Take it easy.
And there is the mysterious Cody Mazza from No Save For You. First of all, Cody, no. You must wear pants. It can be shorts, but you got to have shit on your junk. No free balling, no boxers. Have some actual goddamn clothes on. You could spill a drink in your lap. Stand up. You might have to, a cat could jump on, rake you. Stand up. I don't care if you don't even have video on. You got to have some goddamn shit on your shit. Wear a shirt and wear some goddamn pants. That's you too, Edwin Nagy. So, there. As far as the other part goes, yeah, I think that's going to be a common theme. I would even go so far as early in the day, or if you know you're not going to be there, why not just say it when it's scheduled? And you know, like if you have a weekly game, just say the week before, hey, I'm not going to be here next week. Or if it's a bi-weekly game, you know, just let people know. Hey, I can't run next week. I got to do my hair or whatever, you know. Just talk about it. Communication is key. And let's keep her going. Thanks for calling in, Cody.
Hey, Jason, Carl here. Fun little screed that you put on there. I hate canceling games. I felt really bad Thursday that I had to cancel a game. But, you know, what's going on? I've shared with you what's going on in my life, and it had happened. But I don't know what to add to the thou shalt not. It'd be nice if people gave you, like, a day's notice if they were canceling a game. I know in one of my face-to-face games, the players were fed up, and they said, okay, well, people aren't going to get, like, the survival XP. And then one guy who was there when that happened flaked out a couple times, and he started bitching about not getting that XP and, like, oh, I'm so behind because I flaked out or I missed the session. He didn't say he flaked out, but he said he missed the session. And then the next time he didn't show up, then one of the players said, well, I'm not controlling his character. I don't care. The other player said, I don't care. I'm not going to control his character. And he's just not going to show up. So he's going to stay with the horses or back at camp, whatever. And if he complains, well, kick him out. So other players get mad because they, you know, take from their time. And it's annoying when that happens. Anyway, I hope I haven't done that to you. If I have, let me know. I'm pretty sure I try to keep my times without a heads up. But anyway, hope things are going well for you. And I can't wait till next Wednesday when we get to play more Kalmata. And maybe some other games, just depending on the situation. But for sure, I'll be there. I'll let you know in advance if things change. Bye.
There's my man, Carl Rodriguez, with, I don't think he's got a show yet, but he was planning on having one at some time, and I think it's called Scientists Play Games. Yeah, Carl, I mean, I can see how people would get annoyed. I think it happens more often in face-to-face games than it does online games, but I could be wrong. I know that I am right now kind of pissy and upset about my face-to-face game that is like never happening. And so I started one on Thursday, every other Thursday at the local friendly local gaming store. And I'm running DCC for a few months. I think I have four players for the first session, and we're going to bust into Top Cut in Rockford, and I'm going to run some Sailors on the Starless Sea, some Hirsute Hollow, and some Well of Souls, and then on to the Treasure Vaults of Zadabad, if that's what the players are so inclined with. I really want to get it going with some DCC, and then maybe get them to buy some books or something, and then shift to Dark Trails or Black Powder Black Magic. Because, yeah, I love that genre. And hopefully Beatty's Kickstarter will be going then. As far as you, you did not specifically miss the game. You're not even in that game. I'm mostly talking about my basic fantasy game. I just like to have some communication, man. I like to hear people talk about the game when the game's not going on. It makes me feel like people are interested. And if I have no idea at any given time if people are showing up or not, it's like, well, why do I even put the effort in? And it kind of just makes me not want to, you know. I'm one of the biggest flakes, and that is something that I'm going to fix this year. So thank you for calling in, Carl. I really appreciate it, as always.
Hi, Jason. Spike Pit calling. Oh, man. Sounds like you had a bummer of a week for gaming. It is disappointing when the games don't happen. You schedule a bit of precious time set aside and then it all goes sideways. But, man, it happens, I guess. But it's an interesting question that you raise. I haven't done masses of online play, but I think one of the things that can be a little bit tricky is kind of reading the people and judging their engagement. So I think if you're a player, you almost have to overcompensate perhaps, and you know, be as animated as you can and maybe stay as engaged and focused on the play. Don't go off surfing on your phone or something like that, you know. I kind of seen it happening. But great question, look forward to hearing what people have to say, mate. Take care, and good gaming, man.
There he is, Colin from Spike Pit. Thanks for calling in, Colin. And, yeah, online gaming and staying engaged should be one of the things.
Take
right?
The next left onto...
Thou shalt stay engaged. Thou shalt not be on your phone. You think that works? I don't know. I think they should be added to the list. But I'm guilty of it myself. I know sometimes I will zone out and be checking my phone or talking to my wife or whatever. That's because it's so much easier to be distracted in an online game than it is a face-to-face game. Normally in a face-to-face game, unless you know you're in a public place or something like at a bar, you don't have the constant comings and goings of the household and the dog and the people knocking on the door and work calling and all these things just happening, which seems to take place a lot more in an online game. So I hear you, man. All right, buddy. So thanks for calling in. And, yeah, stay engaged and good gaming to you too, pal.
Hey, man, Jonah Lawyer. I like the list. You should write it up somewhere. Put a post-it. Put it on, like, all the fucking groups. You know what I mean? The Hobbesian list. Add one thing to it. Don't fucking chew food on the microphone. Turn the fuck... And the one who... That's the most disgusting fucking sound in the world. I hate it. Don't chew food. I don't care how... Even as mashed potatoes. Nobody wants to hear any kind of sound of eating. And drinking's one thing. You have a fucking sip of beer. You know, you hit your bowl. Or people smoke. Whatever. But don't fucking chew food. All right? That's really it. Yeah, I got to add. I think... Yeah. Be on time. Be prepared. Yeah, the basics, you know, just this basic human fucking responsibility. You know, be on time, be prepared, know your shit, know your guy, know his stuff. And if you're in Tim's game, be ready to die. All right, later. Bye-bye.
There was Joe the Lawyer with his not-so-wondrous imaginings. Thanks for calling in, Joe. And, yeah, man, some people are guilty of chewing into their mic, especially like eating potato chips or... you know, Ritz crackers or celery or something super crunchy. I usually make a habit of trying to mute myself, but not everyone can mute themselves as often or as well as they should. And I can agree. Let's put that on the list. I cannot say that it's my list, though. When I first started playing online games back in the day, it was Brian Tackle who was running the game, and he was the one that was making up lists. So I feel like I should Twitter him and see if he still has his old Tackle's list of online gaming do's and don'ts. I don't know, man. But I got to agree with you. Let's put that on there. And, yeah, I don't know if that's basic human decency or, you know, just regular etiquette or common courtesy is a term that I like to use. Common courtesy. So, like Joe says, let's keep our common courtesy and everyone spread the word how deadly Tim's games are. He hates players, very, very aggressive, and Gothridge Manor is adversarial as a GM. That's not true, Tim. I'm just kidding.
Hi, Offit here. I'm just calling in about the online etiquette. The only online game that I really do is Kalmata, so I can only really mention what experience I've got from that. I know that I've signed up for, I think, two or three games that have been cancelled. Obviously, I'm disappointed for a little while, just looking forward to a game. But I understand that people have got things to do that come up or crop up and issues that arise, so fully understand that. I still sign up, I still get back in there for more. Really enjoyed the game that we had last Sunday, and yeah, won't put me off in the slightest, and it's just a game at the end of the day. The only thing that does wind me up is when people put themselves down as substitutes. So there's a full list on the Kalmata sheet. I don't put my name down, and then I find out that the game plays with less players. Cheers.
There he is, Darren Green, RFED himself. And he had some nice, it was kind of the kindest admonitions I'd ever heard. So there you go, people. When you are putting yourself as an alternate for a Kalmata game, you better damn well be ready to be an alternate. Otherwise, RFED's coming unglued. And, you know, he plays the highest level fighter with the least amount of hit points in BX history. Seriously, though, I always appreciate you in the game and your call-ins, of course. In fact, I almost feel like you need to call in almost every episode because you are the one who does the singing intro for Random Screed, and it's a lot easier to find when it's at the top of the call-in list. That's pretty weak. Seriously, though, I always appreciate your opinion. And I have to say that I was also being admonished there because I would be the reason those games were canceled. I have been flaky in the past, but I've really been trying to turn a corner with that and not canceling games. The interesting thing about that is, you know, you feel like canceling it and it's the last thing you want to do. But when you actually do it, it's pretty damn fun. So I had a blast in the game on Sunday as well. And last night. So thanks for calling in, RFED. Let's move it along.
If he is up or down, his podcast still comes round. Hobbs is in his van. Don't turn off that sat nav, man. Random Screed, Random Screed. Don't know what you get, but it's what you need.
All right, Screeders, I've been working on this episode for days. Seriously, I think I started it on Monday, and today is Thursday, and it's coming out if it's the last thing I do. I should let you know that I think the games being canceled and just other various things going on kind of had me in a downer. The game on Sunday was very good, and that helped. The game last night was also a blast, and that helped. So, you know, if you have things that you love to do, maybe doing those things are going to make you feel better in the head. So let's keep that in mind and I feel like I had some topics to talk about, but what the heck? I don't remember any of them. Let's move off this vinyl couch and get to talking. To wrap up my my face-to-face group with the Green River Gamers Association got canceled. That is Castles and Crusades. We've barely even got that started, and I don't really see that much interest from the guys. I put a text out there saying, all right, who's in? One person might say, oh, I can't do this week, but I can do next week. And then I never hear another thing. And sometimes, especially when maybe I get pissy, I don't want to be the only guy who wants to get the game going. I want some other people to take initiative and really say, hey, I would like to play this game. Because otherwise it feels like I'm just pulling teeth all the time. And I guarantee you, no game master wants to have to pull teeth all the time to get a game going. It's already bad enough with the amount of work that you do compared to the amount of work that the other people do. And if they can't even get excited about scheduling, then maybe that isn't the game to be playing. So that's enough beating on my Green River Gamer Association family. The other game that got canceled was my basic fantasy RPG experiment with Colin, who is moving along wonderfully and keeping it going, whereas we still haven't played a game because it's only every other week. And last week, we had no shows. A lot of people didn't even say they weren't coming. They weren't, like, interacting. I don't know if it's a bad platform, if they're just not going to use MeWe, if I need to switch to something else. If I do, what is it? What platform are you organizing your games on? I'm not going to pay money to do it, though. I'll tell you that. I mean, we'll use email if we have to, and no one responds to that either. So I'm still pissy about it. Can you tell? Regardless of how pissy I am about that, something you guys should know is I had two really good Kalmata games. One on Sunday, which was more of like a quest game. So it
in half a mile. Merge.
So it wasn't just the regular, hey, let's find a place to go and go in there. There was actually a very specific thing happening that they had to deal with. And that got triggered months ago and finally came to fruition. So that was a pretty cool game, and I had a new player, Mark Diamante, joined up on the patron, and then got into a game, and I think he had a good time. He seemed to mention that he did. A lot of people played. It was a full table of six, as usual, and I feel like we kind of had to rush the end, but I wanted to get it all done, because I didn't want another situation like we have in the Demonstone saga. So some of the more powerful characters, it's very interesting to me, I didn't even necessarily realize it, but a number of third and fourth level characters out of six or something had traveled to the Goat Village in order to seek out the Demon Stones and hopefully end the curse of lycanthropy to Nardr. So there's been some excitement with that, and we played the last session in January. It's April. We can't wait that long in between. And that was one of the more watched Kalmata live games on my stream, so I don't know if people were really interested in it, but we had seven or eight people most of the time last night watching, which is really cool. It's fun to interact with people watching sometimes. It seems like it's kind of become players who aren't actually in the game, who are now watching the game, you know, just to see what's happening and keep up on all things Kalmata. So last night was a great game, but it didn't finish. I have a question for people who are familiar with that game. Did it seem whimsical? Because I always complain about whimsy. Did it seem whimsical in any way to you? There was a pregnant pause for you to think about it. I don't think so, but some people might, just because of some of the subject matter and some of the presentation, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, I just wanted to really talk about how awesome
these Kalmata games were recently and how much playing them helped kind of pull me out of a funk I was in. So there you go. All right, so I mentioned in my status episode a little while ago that I wanted to start running road crew games of Dungeon Crawl Classics at the friendly local hood gaming store. And guess what? The first session is tonight. I've got four players signed up, and I've never met any of these people. I've only been to this game store once, and I got my packet of goodies. I plan on running Sailors on the Starless Sea, which I've ran a few other times, so I'm pretty familiar with it. I'm going to take my lunch hour, read it over, and get that game going and see what happens. We only got two packs of dice. They're both mine. I bought a paperback for the table because I didn't want to use my leather book for that, nor my beat up third printing, because I have all the awesome signatures in that. I thought about taking it to show it off, but I didn't know if that would be weird for people I don't even know. You know, I don't know. Would I, if I just had it sitting there for a con game, that's one thing. But to actually, like, bring it and take it to, you know, the FLGS, I don't know. I don't really know what I'm doing, guys. I'm just making it up as I go along. I'm sure that I've had some anxiety about this and it didn't help with my mood. But now that it's here and I've actually went through my storage and got all my DCC stuff out and got
in half a mile,
got relatively prepared, I'm pretty excited, actually. I found one of my reference sheet books from Jeremy Durham. I got my screen. I got dice. I got the adventure. I got everything I need. I'm just going to print
off. Take the next one.
I'm just going to print off some character sheets. I'll probably, there's four of them, so I'll probably do six or seven, maybe 10 at work if I can, and get them some opportunities. I have ones that they can fill out if they want from, you know, past swag from DCC, from Goodman Games. And
continue on, Illinois.
Hopefully I'll give you guys an episode tomorrow. I got a couple things I want to talk about then. And yeah, that's it for today. I have a lot of information that I didn't get out to you. It's been like almost a whole week, so kind of crazy. A lot of call-ins to get through, and that took a while. I'm going to leave you guys with this call I got from John Payne. This Old Sword, I think, is the name of his show. And yeah, it's better to burn out than to fade away.
Thanks, Jason, for the kind words. I'm not going to say anything against him. But anyway, no, I'm teasing. I'm just getting started on MeWe. I've been there for a while, but I tend to post publicly and not in groups because of the way they do things where it's hashtags for collections and things like that. I've been getting involved in Twitter a lot more. I miss Google Plus, but I don't miss Google Plus. It's, I guess everybody's kind of going through that. Have enjoyed your show for a while. And yeah, I'll join the Discord. I'll find the link for it somewhere, and we'll talk later. Anyway, thank you again for the encouragement. And see you around.